The bill establishes natural gas leak classification standards. It requires the gas companies to repair the most dangerous leaks immediately and produce plans for the timely replacement of aging pipelines. Repairs must be prioritized if the leak is detected in a school zone. At the ceremonial bill signing in Springfield City Hall, Governor Patrick praised the legislators, activists, and utility company officials for their work in producing the bill.
It's a bill that speaks to public safety, environmental stewardship, jobs, and the investment in our underground infrastructure. So really good bill.
Massachusetts has more than 21,000 miles of natural gas pipeline, with some estimated to be more than 150 years old. A study concluded more than a third of the gas delivery infrastructure is prone to leaks. Democratic State Representative Lori Ehrlich of Marblehead, who first introduced gas leak legislation 6 years ago, said the new law will save lives.
The gas beneath our feet, traveling in pipes, which are often very old, some over 100 years old, are corroded and there's many leaks. And the gas is very flammable. So oftentimes, as soon as that gas comes in contact with a spark, it can set off an explosion. And many end tragically. Many houses are leveled and many people die. So it's an important issue.
The law will also benefit the environment by reducing the flow of methane gas into the atmosphere. The gas is a contributor to climate change. According to Democratic State Representative John Keenan of Salem, the House co-chair of the legislature's Energy Committee.
Very rare that we have a unanimous bill signed up at the State House. So the environmentalists are with us, consumers are with us, utilities are with us, so it's a great day.
The law will add an estimated $1 to $2 to the monthly bill of the average natural gas customer to help utilities pay for the accelerated infrastructure replacement. Lawmakers and utilities say consumers will save money in the long run by not having to pay for gas that is wasted through leaks. With infrastructure improvements, the utility companies will better be able to meet the growing demand for natural gas, according to Berkshire Gas Company spokesman Chris Farrell.
To go before the Department of Public Utilities and file expansion plans that will allow us to meet the consumer demand that we're currently faced with in a way that might be a little bit easier for consumers to afford.
Witnessing the ceremonial bill signing was emotional for Wayne Sargent, who escaped with his life when a gas explosion set fire to his house in Gloucester.
This is an important step to help ensure that what happened to me in January of 2009 doesn't happen to someone else.
A gas explosion in Springfield on November 23, 2012 injured 18 people and destroyed or damaged more than 40 buildings in a three-block radius around the blast site. A worker for Columbia Gas Company caused the explosion when he punctured a high-pressure gas main while investigating a report of a gaseous odor inside a nightclub. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.